This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, nau mai hara mai, nau mai hoki mai ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, my name is Tom, we've got Riggs in the house.
Morena.
You probably already know us, we're on here every week. And we're just here to give you the inside scoop of the haps happening out west and provided from the Western Community Centre. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. We have a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities, and we also hold some values and values that we wear on our sleeve. We are strength-based. We love to be strength-based down here. We hold respect. There's integrity. We hold quality services, meaningful relationships, but also amongst all of that, the professionalism of that as well. And then honouring the bicultural journey of Te Tiriti or Waitangi. But we're based at 46 Hyde Ave. If you're an OG, welcome back. If you're new to this space, we are Out West Radio. Again, just giving you the inside scoop of what's happening out west. I'd like to say, give a mihi to our sponsors. Our Lottery Grounds Board, Wild Energy Trust. We've got Len Reynolds Trust. Trust Waikato. Hamilton City Council, Ministry of Social Development, Grassroots Trust, DV Bryan Trust, Internal Affairs, the Lion Foundation, the Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Rotary Hamilton Central, Rotary Waikato Sunrise, we've got Glenys and John Gallagher Foundation, Nora Howell Charitable Trust, Go Eco and Cambridge Drainage, and Earthworks, and Fraser High School. Thank you to all those community members who come into the centre and make financial donations, donate items, clothing, food, and most importantly, giving your time. We're going to jump into what we have to offer here, just so you know what's going on. Again, at the inside scoop of the Western Community Centre. I'm just going to hand it over to Regan, and she's going to go through what we have to offer.
So we offer over 101 unique services, support services, activities, events and programs held each year available to the public from our community-owned facilities. And we are very lucky. We do have two. So based here, 46 Hyde Ave and our second building, 108 Grandview Road. Community Information Hub. We have a Justice of the Peace service available every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Citizens Advice Clinics Wednesdays, every 10:30 a.m. to 12:30, and that is with Sharon. We have our Family Court Navigators here fortnightly. Give us a call just to make sure it's the right week for them to be coming, or if it's the following week. Same for our Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager. They are here fortnightly, so if you've got any questions or anything for, if you're based in a Kāinga Ora property, get in contact with us beforehand, just so that we can let you know whether it's the week that they are here with us on site. We have our whānau support worker who supports our whānau in the area, and that is Aroha. We have Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, Financial Mentoring, which is every Tuesday and Fridays with Suzanne. We have legal advice appointments here every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 10. You do have to book, and we do have to ask a little bit of information just so that it prepares the lawyer in advance, because they are very short, small appointments. We have acupuncture here every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 11:30, another one that you do have to book in, so please just give us a call in advance. We have the Plunkett Outreach Clinic, Fruit and Veggie Co-op Bags, which is our fruit and veggie bags here every Wednesday for just $15, and you can collect those after 10:30, no need to pre-order. And we also have our Western Community Centre newspaper, which is delivered bi-monthly, which you should have just received your most recent copy of the newspaper as that was delivered over the last, I think it was over the last couple of weeks. But if you don't have your newspaper or you're not in the area so you don't receive it, just pop into our reception. We've got heaps of newspapers up for grabs just in our foyer area. And moving over to our programs and activities, so we have playgroups and children's programs. We have 50-plus event trips, luncheons, activities, and walking groups. We also have, we've got a staff member here, Nahuya, who can help you with your power bill. So if you feel like you're paying too much and maybe need to look at some another provider, get in contact with us and ask for Nahuya to help you with your power bill. We have Toi Māori, which is Māori art. We've got Western Wheels Learners License courses, which operate through the school holidays. We have our Out West radio show, which is what you're tuning into right now. We've got youth activities, event programs and leadership development, children's holiday program and after school care. We've also got a little bit of information that we'll give to you guys about after school care very, very soon. And we've got community education and training. So that's like first aid courses. So you can come here and get your first aid certificate from our regular providers like 111 Care. We've also got free public phone, computers, photocopying, printing and scanning. We've got venue hire, so you can hire our building. And we have over 2,519 bookings each year with over 153 community groups, organisations, faith-based communities, education providers, clubs that use our venue each year. Got table and chair hire, and we've also got a few markets that kind of happen here at the centre, which is the Fair Share Markets. Every second Saturday of the month, and it starts with a crop swap, craft swap, and then a repair co-op. And we have our free food stores. So our free food store is every Thursday and Friday, 1 p.m. All you need to do is bring a bag and line up on the far side of the building closest to the skate park. And we also get school lunches during the school term, and that's a Monday, Wednesday and Friday, as long as Fraser High is operating. So if they've got teachers only day in any of those 3 days, we won't be receiving school lunches. And they're available to be picked up by the community from 2:30 onwards. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we do daily, weekly. What's the other part after that? Weekly, monthly, yearly. Eh?
Yeah, just everything that we have in the year to offer. Everything, we do have a booklet. And most of what we're sharing will be inside that booklet as well. But I think we can go back to after school care, and we're just going to go through all the things that we have to offer here at the community centre again, so you know what's going on throughout the whole year. And let's talk about after school care programs. Yeah. So providing fun and stimulating activities, as well as afternoon tea. I think that's a big one.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Knowing that your kids get afternoon tea, not dinner, afternoon tea. So afternoon tea at the after school care program. Children are collected and brought to the centre from Norton Primary School in Rotokauri. Rotokauri get picked up from their kura. I think there is some transport costs as well, and that's part of the enrolment. But the program runs until 5:30 p.m. At 16:50 per day. And yeah, enrolments can be, enrolments are on our websites. And if you do need some subsidies, there's some Oscar win subsidies that are, as well, that are available for after school care and holiday programs as well.
Yes.
But we've got some more stuff to talk about for that as well.
So just going a little bit further into detail, so our transport is only for our Rotokauri families, or whanaus, because we transport the children from that school to the centre. Our Norton students, they're not charged transport costs because they get walked across the field. So if your child attends Norton Primary School, you'd be paying $16.50. But if your child attends Rotokauri Primary School, it'd be around about $21.50. And that includes the transport costs. We do have, our coordinator has let us know that they do have spaces available, which is very rare for our after school care to have spaces available. So if you are in the area and you are wanting or looking for after school care and your child goes to Norton or Rotokauri, we do have spaces available. So please please, yeah, get in contact with us, Facebook, give us a call, pop in to see us. You're more than welcome to pop in to come meet our coordinator and the staff for our after school care program, and kind of just get a look at what the program looks like. We've noticed, you know, a few families do that to kind of ease the child into after school care, and it looks like it's been a great transition for some of the new babies that we've had come into that space. So please get in contact with us. Also, if your child's attending after school care, you do get the update quickly on when holiday program becomes available and open to enrollment. So first in, first serves, because you guys know our holiday program does fill up very, very quickly. You do have to get in quickly. So get into our after school care, which gets you into our holiday program too. So that's a good program. Our kids love it. Well, I know my kids love it.
Nice. The other thing that we have here at the Western Community Centre is our fruit and veggie picks, and again what Regan said before, but they are $15, the equivalent of spending $30 at your supermarket. But for over 40 years this community centre's done like weekly fruit and veggie co-op, has provided access to fresh produce while helping everyone save by buying in bulk. So for 40 years,
man, that's crazy.
But every Wednesday, you'll see some volunteers packing bags at the front of the centre on a really dry day. If it's wet, they're inside doing it, but they are making at least 130-plus bags on that Wednesday. They're just volunteers coming in to put food together for you at a very cheap price, which is the $15. So there's no need to order. Just drop it on Wednesday between 11 and 5.30, and then the rest of the week, just try and be here around 9 to 5:30 to come and pick up your bags.
We've got skinny jump modems that we give out to the community as well. You do have to be eligible for the skinny jump modem, and your address also has to be in an area where it is available for us to provide you a skinny jump modem. So if you are needing some help with some internet for home, looking for something that's a little bit more cheaper, with no contracts, and you can top up as you go, I would get in contact with our centre, whether it's through Facebook, popping in, giving us a call, asking to meet with Nahuya to discuss skinny jump modems, or you may be lucky enough that if our amazing receptionist staff is available and free, she may be able to get that sorted for you. So if you are eligible, this is for families with children in low socioeconomic communities, people with disabilities, migrants and refugees with English as a second language, Māori and Pacific youth, offenders and ex-offenders, seniors, and people living in social housing. So if you meet or you fall into any of those categories, get in contact with us if you don't have any internet, and we can see what we can do for you. But just remember that your address has to be in an area that it allows us to give you a modem, because what happens is, if you aren't able to get a modem, it just means that there's too many houses in your one area that has modems that are attached to that tower there, so we can't actually give you one. So just be mindful of that. That's the only reason we would say no. There's not really any other reason we would say no. It's just that we can't actually give you a modem if that is the case, if there's too many in the area. So just be mindful of that. You can check that yourself if you want to before you come in and see us. All you do is you head to the Skinny Jump website, type in your address, and it will let you know if we can give you one or not. So you can do that research before you come and see us or anyone that provides Skinny Jump modems.
We also have 50 plus events, activities and bus trips. There's luncheons, bus trips, and we also have the Woolly Club. But the luncheons offer a great chance to meet and socialise and connect with others. They're held on the second Friday of every month at 12 p.m. Each gathering features a new theme, and best of all, it's just free. Come and join the fun and enjoy the meal in the community. Welcome to bring a plate of kai as well. The bus trips are organised. There's about 3 to 4 bus trips in the year, and they're always well attended. These trips offer a fantastic opportunity to get together for a day filled with fun, food, travel and great company. The costs do vary depending on the trip, wherever you guys might go, wherever the 50 plus group might go. But you can join in the adventure next time. You just have to... pretty much you just have to get in there quick, because numbers do kind of build up. Yeah. And I do notice that if the buses get full, they tend to try and fill up cars now, so and fill in the vans.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of like get in quick, first and first serve. But they also have a Woolly Club, bring your own projects or simply just enjoy creating with others. Part of it is their own craft group. And it's a great way to unwind, learn new techniques, and share ideas in a relaxed and friendly environment. Whether you're an experienced crafter or just a beginner, you're welcome to join us. Come and have fun with the fellow craft enthusiasts on Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's free. And after most of their stuff as well, because they have the walking group on Mondays. And everyone just pretty much hangs around a little bit after then and has some coffee.
Yeah.
Some tea and coffee.
We've got our Hamilton West Network meetings, which happen, they're kind of like every couple of months because we share the load amongst all of the other different communities. So these network meetings are a really good chance for our community to meet with networks, individuals, organizations, key stakeholders from various community-based sectors that work in our community. So it's kind of a good idea to meet and greet on who's in the area. Maybe you can get some help. But this happens on a regular basis and is open up to the community to attend. So these are the dates that we have for 2026. So we've got Monday the 2nd of March, Monday the 4th of May, Monday the 13th of July, Monday the 7th of September, and Monday the 9th of November. And these are held from 1 p.m. to 2:15 p.m. here at the Western Community Centre. And if you need further information or would like those dates to be sent to you so you can add them into your calendar, please just get in contact with our manager, Neil, and that's neil.holland@wcchamilton.org.nz to get all of that information. There's also networking and hot drinks after the meeting has finished so that you can meet and greet everybody that's there.
We've got Laughing Yoga on Tuesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10 past 10 a.m. I know it's a random time, but they go a little bit after 10 because they have like a little bit of a debrief. But children are welcome to attend with parents. So they are allowed to attend, but as long as they're with parents. And it's free to attend, but it's hosted here at 46 Hyde Ave at the Western Community Centre. I would say get along to it. All ages tend to get something out of it. Our youth have done it. They've come out happier. Sometimes their days have been a little bit different because of it. And I know that our older generation, they go through it and do the laughing yoga, get plenty out of it as well, and gives them something for their day.
We've also got our Norton Community Collective, which is a newly formed community group. I think that formed last year. They meet the first Thursday of every month at 6:30 p.m. at the Western Community Centre. It begins with tea, coffee and kai, and then you guys go into a locally led korero, utilising local relationships, strength, and connections to better our community and common spaces together. So, come in, join our Norton Collective community collective. They've been doing some really cool stuff in our area and getting amongst our shared spaces like our mall and the area that surrounds that. And that happens every Thursday, the first Thursday of the month at 6:30 p.m. So come on down to the centre and get amongst the new community collective group. We've also got Hambats, which is, we've had this fighting game tournament happening here at the centre for years now. So it's the Hamilton's monthly fighting game tournament. Come over to our centre, come grab one of our booklets, or get in contact with Hambats, or scan the QR code to figure out what those dates are. But you can, it's all games welcome, bring your own setups and controllers. And I do know that we've got so many of our locals that still come to this Hambats, and I've heard that it's actually really quite cool, so I wouldn't mind actually coming to have a look at it. But if you're into the, you know, fighting game tournaments or wanting to get up with your friends and fight with your friends in that, bring them down, bring it all down, challenge the local legends, and yeah, get your gaming going.
It's I see them playing Tekken. Ooh. And Super Mario Smash Bros.
Like
it gets pretty intense.
I can imagine.
And I've been in there and I enjoy watching it. But it's just funny how, like, it's a, like, the gaming community, how big it is. Like, if you look at the world stage, people are gathering together in teams. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got their own clans, is what they call it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And imagine their own iwi.
Yeah, hey, pretty
their
much.
Their own iwi. Of gamers or gamers inside the iwi and all really good at something. Very rarely do you see them play like the mainstream games that are out right now. But like,
would mainstream be like Fortnite?
Fortnite. Oh, okay, yeah. Yep. I think they might have it on every now and then just for some, you know, some people hanging out. But I tend to see like fighting games in there, you know, because that's like a, that's a technique.
Yeah.
Stuff that, things that you can, I don't know. Yeah, I see them and I see different controllers.
Yep.
And I've been there a couple of times because my brother's, my brother goes to the handbats.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually pretty good at it as well. He's been on a, like done some national stuff, like New Zealand stuff.
That's so, so cool.
I don't know. If you, if you're into that stuff and you, and you think you could go far, I reckon try handbats, see where you're at in terms of like skill level. And then, because some of those guys that are there do go to like national level and go and play.
Well, even if you're into just gaming in general, like head over them, you might find something, a new and you love for something in that space too. Cool.
Yeah, hard out. Well, that, yeah, so, so that's handbats and is held here at 46 Hyde at the Western Community Centre. Another thing that we love to do here at the Community Centre is plant trees. And for over a certain amount of time, we've planted fruit trees in our community since 2012.
I was one of those. Yeah, I got one in 2012. And my, my Fiji tree's crazy.
So there's over 3,362 fruit trees planted in 617 homes. Let's get that number right. 617 homes. There's 475 in our public spaces.
Wow.
Which in the parks, like we got, if you've been down to the community centre and you've been out to the park, you might see down the fence lines like some Fiji trees. There's some, I think, mandarin trees on the other side as well. Yeah, and then some other parks, there's other fruit trees that we've planted in areas as well. One time we had someone move into the community and she brought in some Fijis, and then she said that she went to her neighbor's house and asked if they wanted some Fijis, and the neighbor said, no, we've already got Fijis. So she went to the next neighbor and she's like, oh, we've already got Fijis. And then everywhere she went, no, we've got Fijis. And she was just so surprised that there were just Fijis at almost every single house.
Yeah.
And she's only just moved there, and she's like, wow, there's heaps of Fijis. So she's just overwhelmed with how many Fijis are in her yard. And she's gone to every other house, and I think she's noticed that everyone else is overwhelmed by all the Fijis that, that they've got as well.
Yes.
So heaps of the trees in our community have just been planted by people from the community centre and this program from the Fruit and Trees in Homes program that has been created here at the Western Community Centre. So again, the Fruit Trees in Homes project took root in 2012.
Yep.
And since then, there's been a large amount of trees planted. I know not too long ago, myself and some youth planted a whole heap of them around, and some of them only just growing fruit.
Yep.
So you can just tell over the years that this person that's just moved into the community, overwhelmed with all the Fijis, how long ago that tree must have been planted.
Yes. Right? Yep.
And yeah, maybe 5 years ago we planted these trees, some trees in some homes, and they're only just fruiting now. So yeah, over a long period of time, these fruit have just come, come to life, and people are returning them to the community centre, which is fine, which is part of the whole co-op and giving back to the community, right? So we wanted to try and create, well, Neil wanted to try and create healthier homes, fruit right at your back doorstep. And now if you are overwhelmed, we don't mind if you drop them back off to the centre. So you bring them down to the centre. Kids come in here all the time looking for food, looking for fruit, and they just take them, take a whole heap of them with them.
Yep.
And I know that when people drop them off, they just, yeah, they're gone straight away. So it goes to a good cause. So thank you very much if you're the person dropping them off.
It will take Fijoa loaves as well, if you want to make us a Fijoa loaf.
Yeah, if you want to just bake something with them, then you can drop them off.
Yeah, definitely. We've also got Note to Self Mental Wellbeing Support Group. And this happens every Thursday. Excluding the school holidays, you don't need to register, you just need to turn up, and there's no cost to this group. So the support group helps people if you live with depression or anxiety. Are you feeling stuck in life or feeling a little bit lost? Do you look in the mirror and don't know the person that's looking back and you just want some support? This group is designated and designed for you, with people that are on a similar journey. The guy that runs it, Andre Jackson, is absolutely amazing. And I do, I feel like a lot of the tips and tricks he gives in these support groups are real life tips and tricks. They're not just, you know, from a book that's been just kind of printed. These are lived experiences. And he's absolutely amazing. So if you would like to have further information, please get in contact with us or head over to our website or to our Facebook page. There is a little poster with the note to self support group, which has Andre Jackson's contact details on there. So if you want further information, head over to our website, get in contact with us, or pop in to come grab this book to get some further information about the note to self mental wellbeing support group.
There's a free service here every Monday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. They're drop-in sessions, no appointment needed. Again, at 46 Hyde Ave, it's a free service, and it's just around like, do you need help with your phone, any of your electronics? Are you confused by your phone, laptop, or apps? And these people are just here to help you, and it's at your pace as well. So what they can help with is using your smartphone and tablets, laptops and computers, apps, emails and photos, internet, anything online, forms, video calls and settings, general questions, anything just around all of that stuff that you might need. I know our younger people might be sort of, but for our older generation, it might be a little bit tricky trying to like balance what like the electronics stuff that you have. Mm. And I know for myself at my age, when there's a new update on my laptop and I'll go and check it out, I'm like, oh, what's this new thing? And young people are like, oh, didn't you know that this is this? And I was like, oh, okay then.
Yeah, cool. I feel you.
So, if you're having trouble, every Mondays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., their drop-in sessions, no appointment needed. Again, 46 Hyde Ave, the Western Community Centre.
Awesome. So we've got also tables and chair hire. We've always speak about our table and chair hire because we've done it for such a long time. But you can do a pickup on a Friday, drop back Monday. We've got chairs for $3, tables for $7, and there is a $50 bond required for the tables and chairs. So if you are also wanting to look at hiring like really, really large quantities, the bond will increase, but please also get in contact with us to make sure we will have that stock available on the date that you're requesting, because there has been times that we've had to let you know that we don't have enough tables and chairs because we've had a massive order go out. So please just be mindful, get in contact with us, let us know. They're handy as, they're foldable tables, easy to put away and easy to carry. But yes, come in, hire some tables and chairs from us. But I think that is everything from us, and that is us.
Oh, before we jump off, just know that we've got computers to use in our foyer. Mm. We've got free phone usage, no number to dial out. And if you just want to hang out, we've got couches in our foyer as well. If you need any special or any extra info, please go and see our receptionist and they'll point you in the right direction. Or we can help you with Google and stuff like that. And if you just need a tea or coffee or somewhere to just hang out, feel free to come and hang out in our staff area. But that's us for today. That's Out West Radio signing out. We'll catch you next time.
See you. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.